Voiceland, we're the babes. Five fabulous, funny females having a blast recording our own comedy sketches.
It's holiday time. Woohoo! And it's time to put up our trees. Does everybody put a tree up?
Yeah.
You know, I do. I was almost not going to do it this year, but Beezy's coming in for Christmas.
Yeah.
So you guys all get to meet Beezy.
I want to meet Beezy.
We want to meet Beezy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you do put up a tree, real or fake, yay or nay?
Real. Beth says real.
Beth says real. Diana?
Uh-oh. Well, you know, I've had it both ways.
Of course you have.
And I've not only had real or fake, I've had fake and faker.
Faker? Explain. Yes. Is that the color of the tree?
Listen,
what's faker?
No. When I was a kid, back in Michigan, we had this white fiberglass Christmas tree. And it was on a rotating stand.
Yes.
And it had this psychedelic light that shined on it.
I like
that
psychedelic.
The disc went around and around and mm-hmm. changed color.
My Aunt Ethel had one of those.
So the tree turned around and around in the picture window in the front room. Okay. And so as it was turning in circles, then it had all this color going on. And I can't even imagine the asbestos we breathed in as children, because my dad would take it out of its box mm-hmm. and he'd take his two fingers on each of the branches and fluff them up mm-hmm. and this fiberglass would go flying everywhere. But it was the most beautiful tree you've ever seen. So I've had the fake white fiberglass Christmas tree a la 1960s.
Now, did you decorate it the same way as you would a green tree?
My mother had these really cool ornaments that were made like into bunches of grapes, but with these really big bulbs and then large bulbs. So there was like mauve colored bulbs, and there was beautiful blue colored bulbs, and that was it.
Like a theme tree.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I should bring pictures. So that was
bring pictures.
You should.
Then, of course, we graduated as an adult into the fir trees, the fake fir trees that had the flocking on them.
Yes.
I forgot about the flock trees.
And we graduated from having to string lights all the way around them to buying the tree that already had the lights
on them.
Them.
Have you seen the latest thing in trees where you actually press a button, the tree is pre-lit, and it grows all by itself and sets itself up?
That sounds pornographic. I'm so sorry, but it's like a Christmas tree getting a woody because it's excited about the holidays.
You always get excited about the holiday. The tree can't help itself. But I think that's amazing. I think it's an amazing thing, and you can buy it if you look online. It's not a fake thing.
Oh, my God,
that
takes out the fun out of Christmas, you guys. I know. Yeah, fun is fighting with the lights, figuring out how you're going to put the ornaments on. Which branch goes in where?
Well, that sounds a little dirty too, you know.
No. You know what? I have always liked real trees. I do not remember this, but my brother tells me that when we were little, see, we all lived in this great big house on Keating Avenue in Chicago. My grandma, my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my brother, and I, and my Aunt Ethel until she moved out probably
like
when I was like 10.
Ives postcard.
It was like a whole big family.
Hallmark.
So they said that, you know, my Auntie Ethel had to have everything like the newest, the most prestigious. So they said she got either an artificial or a flock tree one year. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I just cried and cried. And finally my dad had to go get a tree and put it in the basement. And we had to decorate it because we cried because it wasn't a real Christmas tree. So
does anybody have more than one tree?
What can I say?
But when we were kids, my grandmother did. She had in the front room the fancy, beautiful white tree with the special bulbs. It was gorgeous for the grown-ups. And then there was a real tree in the den with us kids' presents under it. And with more handmade ornaments and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So my grandmother's house always had the two trees. Growing up as a kid, we could only afford one tree. We only had one.
Yeah, we usually had one, except for that year that, you know, Ethel freaked out the little kids.
Was small, so we only had one.
You don't have a lot of room. I know somebody uses a tree. They have a card tree, and then they have an ornament tree, and then they have this theme tree and this theme tree. And,
yeah, I have a friend of mine that does it. She has one in the living room, one in the family room, one upstairs in the loft.
I think Daisy has three.
Okay.
And she lives alone.
Real trees. Wow. Think about the real trees. The thing that's
Water.
Bad bad about getting a real tree here in Vegas. First of all, they're cut so far ahead of time.
Yeah.
They put them right out on the lots right at Thanksgiving. They start selling the Christmas trees.
Right.
And they were cut down how many weeks before? So my husband and I, when our kids were little, did the real tree. Until one year when we took the tree down and my husband started cutting off the branches and we had a wood-burning fireplace in that house.
Yeah.
And he decided that he was going to, you know, get the house smelling really nice.
Oh, no. He didn't put the branches in the fireplace.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no. You can't do that.
Okay, but I mean, it was like flash fire. It was so, and all he could think about was if there had been a spark on one of those strings of lights and that tree would have lit up. And it would have burnt our house.
Do you know what? Yeah. Let me tell you, you just flashed a memory back to me. When we were little, we always had real trees, well, except the one I told you about. But one year, my dad said to me, come out in the backyard, I want to show you something. Okay. And he did this as a lesson to learn. He took the Christmas tree in the backyard, which was this huge backyard, and lit it on fire on purpose. Ooh. And he said, I want you to see what happens. You have to always be careful with a Christmas tree. You cannot, you know, I know many, many years ago they put candles. You cannot do that.
Nope. Yeah.
And he lit the tree on fire, and I will never forget that sight.
Yeah.
And he said, this is why you make sure your lights are okay, your electric's okay. I want to teach you what would happen if this tree caught on fire in the house. Yeah. And it was a good lesson.
No, it's a good lesson. When we lived in Germany, a lot of people did use candles.
Right.
But the trees still used fresh candles.
They went out and they
were
them.
Right.
But still,
trees, it's
wet.
A very, very fresh tree.
Yeah. They're wet.
I have this thing with ornaments, though, because every time we did something, like we go to Disneyland or we do this or we do that, I would get
an ornament.
Ornaments, but ornaments for my kids.
Right.
Now, they do not have their own homes to take their ornaments yet, so I am, like, ornamented out. With so many ornaments. I've got ornaments for the dog. I've got ornaments for the dog's bygone days. I mean,
I hear you.
We have so many ornaments. It's time to just, like, cut back on the ornaments.
Well, do you want to know what my ornaments are now? My buddy Beezy sent me ornaments years ago that are Las Vegas ornaments. They are so cool. Some of them are cherries. They're all slot machine stuff, man.
What
it says bar. It's got all the things from slot sevens. So we hang all the Las Vegas.
Just in case you're catching up, dear listeners.
All this Las Vegas slot machine on my tree.
In case you're just catching up with us, with the babes, Beth has a thing for slot machines.
I do.
Okay.
And Vegas.
Yeah,
I do.
And Vegas.
And Vegas. Well, that sounded all really good, but I think maybe we should go and go through our ornaments and go put up our trees because it's that time of year and we can continue this a little later. How about that?
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Well, Martha, how does it feel?
How does what feel, Fern?
Being married to that big, brave cowboy? I can't believe my little sister is married to the sheriff of Deadpatch.
It's nice.
Nice? That's all you have to say? Well, here it is, the year 1902, and every woman in this side of Kansas is envious of you. Chester is strong, handsome, and has the power to put any man in jail. Why, he even has the outlaws shaking in their boots.
Yes, it's nice.
Something is wrong with you, Martha. You've been married just a few months, and when you were caught in Chester, you couldn't wait to marry him. Spill the beans. What's going on?
Well, Fern, he's not the man I thought he was.
What do you mean?
Well, I have to just decide everything, Fern. He wasn't like this before. I know I'm responsible for the women's chores, like the cooking and the cleaning and the sewing and the mending clothes, but it's like he doesn't have a mind anymore. I have to wake him up every morning, tell him what to wear, remind him to put on his sheriff's badge. Why, he even asked me if he should put Clem in jail last week.
Land oh mercy, Martha. Old Clem was so drunk last Friday night, he was shooting up Main Street and almost hurt somebody walking in front of the bank.
I know. I told him, yes, Chester, you have to arrest him. You have to make an example to show the children of Deadpatch that you must be responsible for your actions.
Well, what in heaven's name is wrong with him?
I don't know, Fern. I have a mind to go visit his mama and see if she can shed some light on this. She is my mother-in-law now, and she and I do get along real nice.
Good idea, Martha. you go pay Ma Baker a visit and maybe bring her some baked muffins, some fresh baked muffins for her breakfast.
Well, Martha did get up extra early the following morning, bake some blueberry muffins, and as soon as Chester left for the sheriff's office, she headed over to visit Ma Baker.
Just a minute there. I'm coming. Well, land sakes, Martha, what are you doing here so bright and early, darling?
I thought I'd bake you some blueberry muffins.
Well, come in, dear. Sit down here at the table, and I'll pour us some coffee to go along with those muffins.
Thank you.
You seem like there's something on your mind. What is it? You can tell me.
I don't know how to begin, Ma Baker. It's Chester.
Good Lord! Is he all right? Is he sick?
No, he's fine that way. It's just...
What?
He won't decide anything. When we were courting, he surprised me with flowers or candy and made plans to go for a buggy ride or the moving picture show or sometimes Miss Kitty's saloon for supper. Why, he had to ask me whether or not to arrest Clem last Friday night. What's wrong? Why has he changed so much? What am I to do?
Oh, there. Now, Martha, I'll fix everything.
How?
Well, I have to say I'm sorry, dear. To be honest, Chester did all those things for you because I told him to. I swear, if that boy didn't have his mama to wipe his nose, it would have dripped to the floor. It's my fault for coddling him all his life. I told him that once he married you, he had to cowboy up and be a man. Now, don't you worry. I'll straighten that boy out.
Well, Chester's mama visited the jailhouse a few hours later, went in, locked the door behind her, and gave him a piece of her mind. Rumor has it that even though nobody outside could make out exactly what she was yelling about, she was so mad that the horses tied to the fence post outside were nervous. Later that evening, when he got home, he apologized to Martha, brought her flowers, candy, and made her feel like the queen of Deadpatch. Martha stopped by to see Fern the next day and said,
Fern, you would not believe it. Ma Baker did help me. She had a long talk with Chester. He's the perfect man, and just the way he was before.
Legend has it, though, that a few years later, poor Chester fell into a horse trough and drowned. Martha became the sheriff, and Ma Baker was her deputy. Those women did such a spectacular job of running the town and making it prosper that they decided to change the name. Deadpatch just didn't fit it anymore, so they named it, of course, Las Vegas.
Okay, everybody, who's ready for some Christmas jokes?
Do we really have to do this?
Yes. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Come on, it will be fun.
Of course it will be. I'm going to start off.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
I don't know.
Nothing. It was on the house.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, listen to this one. Why was Santa's little helper depressed?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because he had low elf esteem.
Oh, God. Poor guys. All right. I'm going to get in on this.
Okay.
An honest politician, a kind lawyer, and Santa Claus were talking when they all noticed a $5 bill on the floor. Who picked it up?
I don't know.
Well, Santa, of course. The other two don't exist.
Oh, my goodness. That was so funny. God. Okay, I have to catch my breath. I'm just laughing too hard. Let's do some more in a little while.
Okay.
Topic of discussion. Injectables, yay or nay? And I'll tell you why. Because I've been getting all these emails with specials on Botox, Voluma, Restylane, this, that, all these other things. First of all, I had to look them up. I didn't even know what they all were. Second of all, I've been looking in the mirror. I got this magnification mirror, and I'm like in shock. Like, I can't even believe it's me. So
but
I'm thinking,
you look
maybe
really good
for my age, maybe, but I don't look really good to me.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
you look so good for your age.
Jesus.
Don't you hate that?
Yes.
Listen, you look good. You do.
You want to shoot something
but
in
wait,
your face?
But wait, like you're looking in a magnifying mirror. We don't look at you through a magnifying glass.
But we have old eyes. Young eyes see me like a magnifying mirror does. So a young person will see all the wrinkles.
But you don't want to be with a young person.
I've got kids. I have to be with young people.
No,
what are
I
you
meant-
talking about? Well, not you mean
you're not.
I'm not
I'm
a
looking
cougar,
for a
okay?
guy. You're
no,
not
I'm
looking
not
for a guy that's 20.
No.
Okay, so I'm torn between embracing the natural process mm-hmm. and presenting myself to the general public as being confident and proud of who I am in this skin at this age.
Yes.
As right. opposed to putting out something that tells women that their only value is based on how young they can still look.
Okay, I don't want to look like I got caught in a windstorm with my skin pulled way back on my face. I don't want my cheeks popping out so big that you can't see my eyes.
But that's
I want
the risk.
Like
okay.
moderation.
But listen.
I got two words for you. And this is exactly why I will not have anything injected into my face. I have two words for you, and they are Priscilla Presley.
But
have you seen that poor woman?
No, I have not.
She went. She was
I
at
live in a
home,
cave. I haven't.
A home party, like they sell Tupperware and Pampered Chef.
Really?
She was at a home party
and
for
they
injectables,
her?
And they injected something really bad into her.
Get out of here.
And they messed up her face. No. Injectables, in fact, a lot of these injectables, the way they get you, like with everything else, it doesn't last forever. So eventually it dissolves in
is
your body.
Is hers going to wear out?
And then he has to wear off.
You hope it does because
okay.
sometimes
I didn't
the injectables,
see. I have to look
the collagen
up
injectables that they do, sometimes solidify under your skin and you end up with lumps or cysts or hard things.
Yeah,
and
you don't
I
want
just,
collagen.
You know what?
You don't want collagen. Hyaluronic acid is safe. Botox is safe.
But
it's
you
only
know
rat
what?
Poison.
It's like when, have you ever been to the mall and the guy wants to whiten your teeth right there in the mall?
Yeah, that'd
I'm
be
like,
no.
Are you kidding me? No. I maybe a reputable dentist I would let wipe my teeth, but I don't know this.
But I want to go to a reputable
18-year-old
plastic surgeon.
Well, I actually
I don't wanna...
have the solution to this.
Okay.
Erica just recently went and saw the Donnie and Marie show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's been remarking about how marvelous they both look, especially Marie.
Yes.
I've seen her on the TV commercials with the that she does for
she
the
does
Nutrisystems,
look awesome.
Okay?
God bless her.
All I say to my husband every time I see that is, I want to know the doctor that's done work on her because I'd pay money to look as good as she
I'd
does.
So
they
if we go
like
to
Marie,
a meet and greet,
awesome.
That's what we should ask her.
Oh, my God. She'd probably floor
No, we'd say,
security,
hi, Marie.
Security.
Please,
hi,
Marie. We're who begging of face? You. What doctor in Utah did you use? We don't live far. No, she did.
Exactly.
She had her lips done. She's had like just
she
enough
did?
Done.
Just enough
where
to
she,
look refreshed.
That's what I want. Just enough.
Erica
I don't
wants
look,
to look refreshed.
I want to look refreshed.
Well, if there's any doctor out there that does just enough, please call our show.
I got to say this about that though.
All right,
I gotta
go.
Say this
say,
about that.
Say your piece.
The miles show on us in different ways for
yes.
different reasons. Okay,
yes.
so
gravity.
You just went through a big surgery and a whole bunch of other things that you had to heal from.
Mm-hmm.
It was very stressful on your body, and it always shows on our faces. Okay,
right.
I think you ought to wait as your health improves,
that's
as your
very
mobility
good.
Improves, as you get your confidence back moving from here
that's
to the
door. That's very good, Diana.
And as soon as that stress leaves you, because now you know you're healed, I will bet you that you're going to see a younger presentment in the mirror, magnified or not.
Do you know what? That's very good.
So wait,
I
you're
like
telling
that.
Me my wrinkles are going to look younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that those stress lines are going to be gone, and the only thing we're going to see is your laugh lines, and they are beautiful.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, darling.
Really?
You're welcome.
All right.
So now we have that settled.
So the answer is no.
No.
All right. Well, let's go. My lips are dry. I need
nothing.
To put something on them.
So that was fun, no? Want to laugh some more? Log on to babesinvoiceland.com and catch up on the shows you missed. They go along real good with a cup of coffee and some babka.